This year marks the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II, and some veterans of that conflict are embarking on one more mission to return Japanese flags American GIs took as souvenirs from the battlefield. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Tom Bonsi reports.
Back in World War II, Woodburn, Oregon's Buck Wetherell fought across the beaches and jungles of Southeast Asia with the U.S. Army's 41st Infantry. After one bloody engagement late in the war, he says he and his comrades looked for souvenirs on the battlefield.
It was on a dead Japanese soldier, and the flag was on his pocket and sticking out, and I took it off him.
The flag Wetherell picked up measured about 3 feet by 2 feet. Calligraphy bedecked the white spaces around the red center, personal messages from the soldier's family and friends. This kind of decorated flag was traditionally presented to a Japanese serviceman prior to his deployment. As a war prize, it was so common, Americans gave it the name a good luck flag. 70 years pass. Buck Wetherell is now 93 years old. At the suggestion of his daughters, he decided to try to return the captured memento to the dead soldier's family.
I just thought, you know, the war's over, we're not enemies anymore, we're friends, and they should get the flag back.
And they did. And they're not the only ones. Japanese consulates in the U.S. have gotten dozens of inquiries from American veterans or their wives and children asking how to return war memorabilia. And now a nonprofit has sprung up. A Japanese-American couple from Nacelle, Washington, Rex and Keiko Zeke, co-founded the group Obon 2015 to facilitate the return of flags.
Each one is, in most cases, the last surviving trace of that one individual. And back home are wives, children, brothers and sisters who lost that person and nothing ever came back.
The Zeke send the inscribed flags back with help from Japan. Scholars, government ministry workers, a veterans group, and an association of Shinto priests pore over high-resolution digital scans for clues. Rex Zeke compares the task to identifying the owner of a yearbook from the notes scribbled inside the cover 7 decades later.
So I'm honored now very much to introduce a veteran of the 41st Signal Company, Mr.
Earlier this week, the Zeeks organized what they called a returning ceremony, their first stateside.
My mother and I present this Yusaki Hinamaru to the Japanese people and hopefully to its return. I promise I wasn't going to do this.
The emotional scene played out at the old train depot in Astoria, Oregon, where once troops bound for the Pacific Theater shipped out. World War II vets, or sons and daughters, like Jerry Bassett there, and Elaine Locke turned over 5 flags.
It's difficult to let go of it. It is one of the few things I have left of my father. But if it were his and I lost him in a war, I would want it back.
Keiko Zeke wiped away tears as she accepted the flags. It brings the number her nonprofit has received to nearly 100. Of those, original owners' families have been identified for about 25.
Thank you.
According to Keiko, the reappearance of these flags after such a long time provokes a wide range of reactions among relatives of the fallen.
In Japan's side, they are shocked because they don't know that still exists to return to their family. So they're just so shocked. And then secondly, they feel that their father or the brother coming back home. So they feel so attached and overwhelmed. Very, very powerful, spiritual, and meaningful.
Hiroshi Furusawa is the Japanese Consul General in Portland. He told the Americans at the returning ceremony that they were doing a wonderful and honorable thing.
Your courage, their courage, did not end on the battlefield, but extends to this very day and beyond. In the joy and profound emotional healing you help to bring to families in Japan.
Several other speakers said the gesture of reconciliation is not just about a flag. They said the flag carries the spirit of its long-gone owner home. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonsi in Astoria, Oregon.
And from returned Japanese flags to perhaps the most famous flag in World War II, the American flag planted at the Battle of Iwo Jima, a battle that ended 70 years ago this week. There were 27 medals of honor awarded for bravery during Iwo Jima. One of them went to Jack Lucas, who threw his body on two grenades and saved the lives of several other Marines. He spoke with us in 2006.
I saw the two grenades. I rammed my rifle into one and fell over on it and pulled the other grenade, grabbed it with my right hand, pulled it underneath me, and immediately exploded and blew me over my back, puncturing my right lung, shrapnel in both shoulders and chest, side, right thigh, and I never lost consciousness.
Jack Lucas, who survived his wounds, but more than 6,000 Americans died on Iwo Jima. Lucas died in 2008 in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. He was 80 years old.